Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
The Back Room with DJ Paddy, playing the best new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk.
Good evening, Sheffield Live 93.7. This is The Back Room. It's Thursday, 6 till 7, playing the best in new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk. In a packed show between 6 and 7 we've got for you tonight. Two special guests. I've got electro darkwave band Magnetic Skies. Going to be chatting to Simon from the band. And also Skinny Lister caught up with a little bit earlier for Dan and Lorna. They are in Munich at the moment, part of their European tour. Going to catch up with them as well and playing their new record. Also, music news, local national guide, new album releases, all coming up, kicking off there with a Temper Trap and Giving Up Air. Let's go guitar-y now. This is Meridia. This is new band that's called Falling Through the Cracks.
Keeps creeping in from the other line. Pressing features up against the glass, trying to peep right in without asking. Would you wanna be seen? When your time's up, swarming above, skimming in a crew with a few. When your time's up, open your skull. I dream of falling through the cracks, but coming back for you. I dream of falling through the cracks, but coming back for you. I guess it's me holding.
DJ Paddy, playing the best new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk.
Hey, this is Chris from Less Than Jake. You are listening to Sheffield Live.
Yes!
Hello, this is Matt Eldridge from the Arts and Monkeys. You're listening to Sheffield Live.
New music on the back room. Future sounds.
Give me your hand. Save me from my sins. The walls are closing in. They're closing in. Look around, everyone's pretending. They're lying to themselves to save them feeling empty. Suppose it's easier than facing the truth. Ignorance is bliss, but the sky isn't always blue. Giving, giving, it's getting rough. Give me a soul, give me your blood. And do what's expected, and don't speak up. Look on the bright side is your only remark. I look around, everyone's pretending. They're lying to themselves to save them feeling empty. Suppose it's easier than facing the truth. Ignorance is bliss, but the sky isn't always blue. Go ahead and run it, hide and victimize yourself instead of facing the truth. Go ahead and run and hide and victimize yourself instead of facing the truth. Before your time is up, why will you be remembered and why will you be loved? Hold on, hold on. Before your time is up, why will you be remembered and why will you be loved? Hold on, hold on. Before your time is up, why will you, why will you, why will you be?
That's Broken Colours, and that is Pretending. Okay, let's talk about my special guests. Just chat to them not long ago from Bavaria. They call Skinny Lister. Going to be catching up with Dan and Lorna straight after a track from their album, seventh album, in May 2025. This is Song From The Yonder, Skinny Lister.
Lucky streak, been drunk for so long that I'm sober. After many a mile, tribulation and trial, tomorrow my wandering is over. I sing you this song from the yonder. With a wind in our rigging, honestly I'm forgiven. Headed home for some swinging and living it up. With a jig in our bellows, for a return and follow, and a song for the wannabe missing.
After many crossed words, when emotion got
since all gone and forgotten,
for I'm seasick with love and I'm homesick for us.
I'm sick of missing you rotten.
Thank you.
and tomorrow my treasure awaits me. With a wind in a rigging on a sea unforgiving, headed home for some swinging and living it up. Heart full of fire and a burning desire to be home with my lover.
Good evening, Dan and Lorna from Skinny Lister. Nice to have you back on Sheffield Live on the Backroom. You've been guests a couple of times over the years when we're talking about one of your new albums, and you've had a few albums to talk about over the years. Whereabouts are you tonight? You're on your European tour somewhere.
We are. We're kind of slap bang in the middle of our European tour. Tonight we're in Munich in Bavaria, which is always a great show, actually. We've been here a few times. Mm. It's always an amazing crowd down this way, so we're looking forward to tonight. But the whole tour's been great so far, and we've covered a lot of ground. We started in France, but we've been up to the Scandinavian areas as well on this run. So we've got cold up in the north, and it's cold everywhere.
It's
kind of a bit warmer down here. But the crowds have been warm anyway. The crowds have been great. Prague the other night was a standout. That was a
great.
Good one.
Yeah,
but brilliant. Yeah, we've a few dates left. I can't remember where, but Belgium.
I don't.
Before we kick off the UK leg next week in Southampton, and then everywhere else in the UK as well.
And we've got the Vandaliers with us from Dallas, Texas, and they're incredible. So it's a great night. It's a great fit.
Awesome. I mean, you guys you're pretty used to touring, aren't you? I mean, is it kind of like, does it get more challenging, or do you feel, you know, does it still, how do you kind of keep okay on the road?
It definitely has its challenges. Making sure we get enough sleep and all that stuff is important. Sure. We do have our 5-year-old with us on tour now, and cranks things up a bit because if you've had a late night and we want to lie in, we don't necessarily get the lie in anymore. So we've got to be a bit more careful on those heavy party nights these days.
Probably means that we eat better than we normally would, because you've got to make sure that she's eating well and stuff. So
yeah,
I don't know. It's all swings around about. We have to do a bit of schoolwork as well during.
Oh, okay. A bit of kind of not homeschooling, but tour schooling, maybe.
Basically,
road schooling.
But, we do. It can be tiring at times, but whenever we step on the stage and this kind of music starts, we kind of, shift into gear pretty quickly.
Yeah, it never stops the party. Never.
Awesome. And hope you get some nice Munich beers down in Bavaria. Anyway, hope you get
time
for
a couple
of those. Yeah.
Cool. So
one's got my name on right now, actually.
Has it? Yeah. Making me thirsty. Song for the Yonder, you know, the album came out then back out in May. What kind of getting that seventh album out, what kind of year has it been like for you? Coming to the end of this year, what's it been like over just getting that album out and touring it? And yeah, what's 2025 been like?
Yeah, well, it's been a busy one, because the very beginning of the year was taken up with finishing that album, and we produced it ourselves. Well, I produced it and mixed it and everything. So the first month of the year was kind of finishing all that off, and then it seemed pretty quickly we were into touring it. And that was in May. We did a little mini tour. We did some in stores. We did some interesting shows on that, actually. We did a gig on a boat called the Yorkshire Belle in my hometown of Bridlington, which is like a little pleasure cruiser. Yeah, we got 100 people on there and did the album launch on there. So that was a good memory. We actually had we had beautiful weather for it, and we actually had a pod of dolphins swimming by the boat.
Oh, nice.
Which was pretty amazing. So that kind of went like a dream. And then what? We've had a bunch
we've
of festivals.
We've been to America.
When did we do America?
Oh, yeah. February, March time.
Yes.
And then festivals. Yeah, that's been busy.
And then this current tour is obviously quite an epic one, spanning quite a few weeks. So, and it all climaxes in with our big London show, as it does every year, our years these days. I think 12th of December. So that's when, after that, we can kind of let our hair down and relax for Christmas. It's just been another, skinny list of year for us. Thank you.
Oh, brilliant! I mean, and you've got a new single out, and it calls Tumble Into Something, and it's a different direction. It just slows everything down, doesn't it? And I'm just it's a beautiful record. Thinking, tell me about that record and what was the idea? Kind of just slowing down the kind of the energy for a little bit.
I mean, we've had these moments on I think across all of the albums, pretty much, where we like to just take a breath. And a lot of our stuff is higher energy in general, and it is on this album as well. But it's always nice to have a little bit of contrast just to make the whole thing a little bit more three-dimensional, I think. So
the song just came out really, really nicely, so we're really proud of it. And why not make it a single? Quite a few people, have mentioned it as being one of their favourites on the album. And the video came together nice, didn't it? We got up at the crack of dawn.
Yeah.
Waited for the sunrise.
Yeah.
On the bike and then off.
Yeah, so if you haven't seen the video yet.
Where was it filmed? Where was it filmed?
In Bristol. What's the hill? Narrow Ways, I think. And we just got up there. It was an ungodly hour, 5:30, I think, in the morning or something. And
was a party goer, wasn't there? Asleep on a bench at the top of the hill.
There was a few, wasn't there? Bristol's quite a party town, there were still a few people at it. We crossed paths, they were heading home. The video came out really nicely. I was really pleased with that.
Yeah, it's really nice. And so you've got the nearest date, I think, to us is Leeds Brudenell, actually, on the 7th of December.
Oh, thank you. Sorry, you froze for a minute, but I think we've got the...
Are we back?
Sorry, repeat that. It's all right, you're back now. You froze for a minute.
Yeah. Okay, but Bavarian Wi-Fi, we're... We've got it.
Yeah, sorry.
No problem. Oh, yeah, the Leeds Brudenell kind of social club. That I think that's the nearest one to Sheffield. That's on the 7th of December. Great venue. Have you guys played that before?
We love that venue.
Yeah.
Yeah, we love that venue. That's like, it's a classic venue, and all artists say the same. That's like, it's one of those venues that everyone loves to play. It's kind of got that a bit of a working man's club sort of carpet vibe, hasn't it? In a really good way. We like it a lot there.
It's been
a few years since we played there, so we're looking forward to going back. And it's selling very well as well. It's nearly sold out, so awesome. It should be a great atmosphere in the room.
It's really I always appreciate the kind of cities that keep these venues. I mean, we've lost our beloved Leb Mill now, but and will become something else after 45 years. So I think like Brudenell is something, again, like it's so kind of important to Leeds, isn't it? I think, it's a bit of a sadness when these venues come.
I was saying the Lead Mill is, and we've had great memories at the Lead Mill as well. Yeah. I remember, I think the first show we ever played in Sheffield was in the small room in the Lead Mill.
We've got a floorboard. With the logo stamped on it as a special keeping and memory
But yeah, it's a shame it's gone. But the Brudenell is one of those clubs, and it's good to see them still alive. And
you like to get back to Yorkshire, don't you, Dan?
Yeah, I mean, I'm from Britain, that is as close as there's always somewhere I get that's the closest to Bridlington on the turn, and Leeds Brudenell will be my hometown show, let's call it. So
Will you be egging on the Yorkshire chant?
There's not, invariably, there's a Yorkshire chant that happens at some point in the set.
Would it be a gig without him, would it? I think. After this tour, you get a bit of rest for Christmas, and then what's the plan for next year? More recording, more touring? You got anything in the pipeline at the moment you can talk about?
Yeah, I mean, there's songs in the pipeline right now. Nothing recorded yet, but we've got to go through that whole process, writing, taking it to the band, working through stuff, working out what's good enough to work on, etc. And then we will get some stuff hopefully recorded next year. There's a few things in the pipeline with regards to festivals, a possible US thing. Nothing we can kind of say concrete too much about at the minute, but there are definitely a few things in the pipeline. I mean, I can say that it'll be 10 years, a 10-year anniversary of our album, The Devil Heart, The Fight.
Mm.
So we might go out later in the year with a kind of focus on that album, as well as playing some greatest hits as well. But news on all that to come. I mean, I can kind of safely say there'll be a big Christmas show at the end of the year as well in London, because that's just kind of, we've backed ourselves into a corner there. It's a good corner, but it's an annual thing.
Dan Lorna, Skinny Lister, thanks so much for coming on the show again, talking about it. Sounds like you're having an amazing European tour. Good luck with the rest of that and the UK tour coming up and all the kind of plans for next year. Great to talk to you. Go and grab one of your beers.
Cheers.
Thank you for having us again. And hopefully the Wi-Fi wasn't too intrusive letting us down there. Hopefully it's
all right. I think it was all fine, all good. Thanks, guys. You take care.
Okay.
Nice one.
Cheers.
Thanks.
Made new by the morning. We brush off dust. Every end is a dawning, a song only just begun. Tumbling into something, there's a circus back in town. No matter what the days bring, I won't let you go.
Lister, new from them, Tumbling Into Something. Thanks to Dan and Lorna for chatting. If you can get out to Leeds Brunel Social Club on the 7th of December. Go and check them out. Music news coming up very shortly after this one from F-War.
Put on your Sunday best while the government sells off the NHS. I'd really love a cup of tea. Cause things are getting brutal. Britain's turning feudal as the warmongers are raking it all in. Great men were told, walk these hallowed halls, and they almost won it all for this pleasure island. These days the paint is peeling from the walls while they've bought what they stole on this pleasure island. Pleasure island. From the old chaps down the pub to the stately country club, there's not a corner of this island I don't love. But as it all gets frugal, time to blow the bugle and turn this isle around before it sinks. Great men were told, walk these hollowed halls, gambling with our futures on this pleasure island. The lies so bold, shoved right down our throats, and it's not our fault at all on this pleasure island.
F-War, and that is Pleasure Island. It's 6:31 in Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. This is The Backroom. I'm still coming up the local and national gig guide, new album releases. Also going to be talking to Simon, he's singing from Magnetic Skies. That's all coming up, but first, music news.
Music news.
So Bjork has celebrated her 60th birthday by detailing how proceeds from a previous single have helped bring lawsuits against the Icelandic state. 2 years ago, she teamed up with Azalea and Sigur Bodega on the track "All," with all proceeds of the song being donated to support the legal fight against foreign-owned salmon farming in Iceland. When the song was released, Bjork detailed legal action towards the Icelandic government to help combat fish farming. Now, in a new Instagram post celebrating the song's 2-year anniversary, she outlined specific details of 4 cases where proceeds of the song went to help others in the continuing legal fight. Saint Etienne, they've announced their final UK and Ireland tour, The Long Goodbye. They formed in 1990 from London. They're set to bid farewell to fans on these shores with a series of live shows next autumn. They'll be showcasing their last ever studio album, International, released earlier this year, amongst other favourites. They said, "We're excited but slightly teary to bring the news of our final UK-Irish tour, which takes place next September," they wrote on social media today. "Please let me sound, we want these shows to be fun parties, live sets where we'll select the best from our 35-year, 13-album catalogue." And the tickets go on sale next Friday at 10. They're going to kick off in Manchester on New Century Hall on the 15th. And they've got a London date, Bristol date. They're going to do London, London Roundhouse on the 18th. September the 19th, they play Sheffield Electric. Then on to Glasgow, Dublin, Gateshead, Brighton and Cambridge. So International will boast collaborations with Confidence Man's Janet Planet, the Chemical Brothers, Tom Rowlands, Eric Alcon, Vince Clark, Nick Haywood and Paul Hartnell of Orbital. Sounds pretty cool and glad they're playing a Sheffield date. 19th September. Those tickets are going to sell on Friday at 10 o'clock. Okay. This is Tin Liquor.
You
That's Tin Liquor, and that is called God in You. I'm loving it. It's got a bit underworld, hasn't it? The Dutch from Utrecht. So let's talk about my next guest. They are called Magnetic Skies. They are Simon Kent on vocals, Joe Warmer on keyboards. And they had a debut album in 2023 with Empire Fallen. They have a new album called Fragments. I'm going to play a track from this and then have a chat. This is from Fragments. It's called A Place on Earth.
Welcome, a great pleasure to welcome Simon from Magnetic Skies to the back room on Sheffield Live. How are you, Simon? How are you doing today?
Very good. Paddy, how are you?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm all right. Not bad. Whereabouts are you today?
Down in Portsmouth.
Down in Portsmouth. Oh, I know that part of the world very well. Know the Isle of Wight very well. So
yeah,
lovely part of the world. Congratulations on getting the new album out, Fragments. Brilliant, great album. I'll talk to you a little bit about that in a bit, but I just wanted to just kind of firstly kind of see how you guys got together. How did you kind of come together and make your music?
Well, I had like a solo career prior to the band, and I'd kind of reached a full stop with the solo music, and I was unsure where I was going to go. And at the same time, Jo, who I'd been working with for many years, she'd done backing vocals for me and bits and bobs. We had the chance to put a set on at a local festival, so we wrote three or four tracks for that. Did the performance, really, really went well, and decided that we'd see if we could write another collection of songs, maybe enough for an album or something. So, and then we had the pandemic thing and everything shut down. So we just sure. really got down to writing for a long period of time. And in that period, we also thought, well, we want to play live as well. Went really well at the festival. We recruited Lennon, our drummer, just did a lot of planning, came out of that pandemic. And because of various contacts, we got some really good shows with bands like Heaven 17 and Altered Images and then Jericho. So we had some really good shows lined up as well.
Yeah.
Helped us push on and get the first album out in November 23. And since then, we've been writing the second album and we're just taking it out on tour now.
Yeah, so Empire Calling, your debut, came out in 2023. How was that? What was the process of this like? And the different, describe this album compared to that one. Because when I listen to it, it feels bigger. It feels a lot more sounds. And yeah, how would you describe the process of writing this one?
So Empire Falling, that came together organically, really. As we put the band together, the songs came together without any particular forethought over a concept. And so it's very much an album of people getting to know each other. On this newer album, I had a really strong idea because of what we'd come through with the pandemic and this sort of feeling that the world's still really fractured and fragmented, and we've never really come back together since then. So I had a concept of really investigating that and its impact on my life, and I think because it's such a big thing, I think its impact on everyone's life it should resonate with. So. And I also had more of an idea, although the album feels bigger, a lot of that's actually because sounds are we've let the sounds breathe a bit more by making the album actually more sparse. But I think it gives it a bigger feel because you can hear the individual instrumentation a lot clearer. So I know exactly what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah. It's got a kind of more cinematic feel to it, I think. Exactly. And is there any songs that kind of connect with you, writing them, playing them? Is there any particular songs on the album that has... particular song that has more of a connection with you?
They all have a really strong connection. I would say that there's obviously this narrative of fragmentation and fracture running through them. The other thing that happened as I wrote the basics of these songs and the album started to come together was that I was really influenced by a filmmaker called Kieslowski, a Polish filmmaker. Who also investigates a lot of these ideas in his films. So the opening track, No End, is named after one of his movies, and the closing track, She Calls Me On, was inspired by The Double Life of Veronique. So that sort of wraps around everything. But they're all really personal songs, you know. I mean, none of this is throwaway to me personally. That they're all very close to me.
They all connect, yeah. And have you always had a kind of love of that kind of synth pop, because it's very kind of 80s synth pop, and then are they were the kind of inspiration bands that you've been listening to for a long time? Or
I think because our signature sound is synthesizers, I think everyone relates to the 80s because that was the heyday probably of the synthesizer and synthesized pop, you know, dominating the charts and stuff. So We're influenced by all sorts of different things, but certainly electronic music running back to the 70s with Kraftwerk, and then through the 80s as well. But not just that, you know, we listen to a load of contemporary stuff. So we're really influenced by new bands like Drab Majesty and The Horrors. They're really big on this as well.
Sure, yeah, absolutely. The Horrors sounds, like they have amazing sound, and they've changed over the years, haven't they? I think from
really good
start to something a lot kind of bigger and bolder. With that, and you've gone out on tour now, kind of your own tour, a few dates around the country, and I know you've got a couple of dates left, haven't you? I think in Southampton and Glasgow and stuff.
Yeah.
What's it been like, kind of delivering those songs on the stage, and that kind of feel of it? How's it coming across on the stage?
Yeah, I mean, really good. I mean, the main difference live is there's a lot more energy and connection, and so the songs take on a new life. I mean, we're a really physical band live. We're not, I guess, typically electronic in that a lot of people have, I don't know, think of a band like the Pet Shop Boys or New Order, where there's not a lot of movement and stuff. Mm. They're great bands in their own way, but we're really physical on stage and really involved the audience as much as we can, and it's really important that we get out from being a support band and start moving to headline our own shows now.
Yeah, no, absolutely. What the plans after this tour? You know, are the plans to do more touring?
We're booking more dates already for April and May next year, and we're going to release a standalone single at that time. And I think we're going to have another extensive tour this time next year, where we're hopefully going to take in Europe as well.
Mm.
So there's a lot coming up. Yeah, it's going to be a busy year, hopefully.
Yeah. I could see how, you know, I could see how your music would really connect with on a European audiences.
Yeah.
As well as things, you know, places probably like Berlin and places like that. Oh, where
exactly. Yeah, I mean, we're desperate to get to Germany. Yeah.
Yeah. Lots of exciting stuff. And in terms of kind of more, it's a bit more recording possibly. I know you've got this album to tour now. So, I mean, it's like, do you still continue to write or take a bit of a breather on it, maybe?
You know what? Both things. I mean, yeah, we are taking a breather, but I also get really paranoid that I'm going to lose the bug or something. And so I have been writing. I've got, eight songs that I'm really happy with. I think that they could be something. So they're probably going to be part of the third album for sure. Like I said, we're going to do a single April, May time.
Yeah.
But it is a funny thing. I do also at the same time feel like you do need to just sort of take a breath and say, well, what are we going to do next? How are we going to make it different? How is it going to be a worthwhile project to get into? You know, because you don't want to just do the same thing again, do you?
No. And, you know, over kind of a relatively short period of time, you know, obviously with COVID and stuff like that, but you've got two albums out in 5 years, which is actually quite a lot. And the EPs. And now it sounds like you're kind of focusing more on the touring thing now and the kind of headline tours to have it to yourself, I guess.
Yeah. No, I've never thought of myself as prolific, actually. It's the most prolific period of writing I've ever had in my life. And that's not to say it's all just me. I mean, everything starts with me, but the other guys are really important to making everything sound the way it does, as well as my producer, Rob Aubrey, who I work with.
Yeah, because you brought kind of Carlos and Lennon back into the band, didn't you? Kind of a little bit later on.
Yeah, but we are a three piece now. We don't have guitar line.
Okay, yeah. Simon, thanks so much for talking to me on the show today. I love the album. It's really amazing. It's a really amazing piece of work. Good luck with the tour. Good luck with kind of putting new music out. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
I fall in line, I know the sign. So thanks to Simon from Magnetic Skies. That is called Closing In from them. Check out their album. It's called Fragments. Okay, let's do some gigs, see what's going on in Sheffield this week.
Local and national gig guide.
Dizzy Rascals at the Oxygen tonight. Cast off their Oasis tour, Fusion and Foundry tonight. And Avalanche Kyoto, I think that's at CADS, the Creative Arts Development Space. Tomorrow, Jules Holland's down at the City Hall, Sabres of Paradise. You want a bit of techno at Forge Warehouse. If you want to go out to Homeforth Pitchdrome, you've got Big Country. They're still going Saturday. They're playing there. Back into Sheffield on Sunday. Clock DVA, Yellow Arch, Good Habits of the Greystones. And also Monday, Wheatus, of course, at least one song. They're playing the Foundry, but hey, they'll be good. The Dollies at Sydney and Matilda, Bill Ryder Jones at Upper Chapel on the Tuesday, and Life Aquatic Band at Sydney and Matilda on the Wednesday. Some dates that have been announced by bands for next year. The Snuts are playing Lincoln Engine Shed on the 12th of March, Stoke Victoria Hall on the 13th, the Warrington Par Hall on the 22nd. Pre-sale sold out, general sale begins tomorrow at 10. Royal Otis, they've got a couple of dates end of this month in Manchester that's sold out. But Bourbon Academy, a new date, 24th of June next year. Tickets going to sell tomorrow at 10. Biffy Clyro's got the big January tour. Can't go to America, apparently. Somebody messed up on their visas. They're very frustrated. And apparently, they'll go over next year. But yeah, big error. But they've got a big tour in January, and they've just announced massive on Finsbury Park. Very exciting. 3rd of July with Nothing But Thieves, Don Brocco, Marmosets and Wave supporting. Tickets go on sale for that at 10. And Sex Pistols, Frank Carter of Gallows. He is their lead singer now, but going down pretty well since they came back. Castlefield Bowl, 12th of July next year with Dr. John Cooper Clarke and the Undertone supporting, and tickets go on sale at 10. That tomorrow. That's the gigs. And this is a band called Dubinsky. This is Back to Basics.
I'm feeling safer inside. I still have been forewarned. Am I as crazy as I always thought? So I search for a sign.
Loving that. It's Dubinsky, Back to Basics. Thanks for listening tonight. Thanks for Dan and Lorna from Skinny Lister talking to me from Munich, where they're playing tonight. Also, Simon Kent, lead singer of Magnetic Skies. Check them out. Some new albums out tomorrow. New from Jesse Ware remixes and These New South Wales and Godspeed. And I'm not here next week. Week off. I will see you the week after. I'm going to play out with this one tonight. They are called Clifford's. And this is Marsh. Have a good evening.